Welcome back to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. You may remember the tragic headlines of 4 years ago. The brilliant Johns Hopkins sophomore, a computer major who cared about health and sustainable agriculture, bicycling in a bike lane on West University Parkway when a car turned right in front of him. The bicyclist, Nathan Krasnopoler, was pinned under the car, but the 83-year-old motorist, apparently disoriented, did not turn the car off or call for help. She sat on a nearby wall until a passerby intervened. The collision threw Nathan Krasnopoler, age 20, into a coma with severe brain damage. He died 5 months later, 4 years ago today. To bring some good from the tragedy, his mother, Susan Cohen, an attorney, has immersed herself in the work of raising the safety of other older drivers. This morning, on the anniversary of her son's death, she'll be teaching a class in older driver safety at a community center here in Baltimore. And I spoke with Susan Cohen on Friday from her home in suburban Kansas City. Thanks so much for taking time to talk to us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
This must be a tough time. Tell us about the organization you founded, Americans for Older Driver Safety. What does it do?
I'm trying to fill in some of the gaps that exist in terms of educating people about safe driving as they age. Apparently, there's been a lot of research going on in the past 20 years with regard to this subject, but unfortunately, there's just not a lot of public awareness. And my organization is aimed at education and developing educational materials that can be made available to the public. And I'm also advocating that the states do more to raise awareness and to educate the public. And largely, that's what I do.
How big a problem is safety among older drivers? I mean, some of the statistics indicate older drivers aren't as big a problem as teenage drivers.
Oh, that's true. But the older driver population is growing enormously and at a much faster pace than the teenage population. So you're right, there are a lot of crashes with those very inexperienced younger drivers who take way too many risks. But unfortunately, the population of older drivers is increasing at a very rapid rate. The oldest of the baby boomers are going to be turning age 70 in 2016. That's the oldest of them. And for the next 20 years, at least, there's going to be a huge increase of older drivers. And they are overall pretty safe drivers. They don't drink and drive for the most part, and they do many things to reduce risk. But unfortunately, many of them are unaware of the medical conditions that might affect their ability to drive safely, and they continue to drive with those conditions, and many times killing themselves, their passengers, and unfortunately also others.
So I understand that you have some policy recommendations. I guess in particular, one of the things you focus on is how frequently older drivers are tested for their driving skills.
No, it's not the testing. It's more the renewing in person in the states. The research shows that if a state has a driver renew in person, that has a positive effect on identifying drivers that are medically impaired. Sometimes it's because the staff at the licensing facility sees that there's a problem, and sometimes it's because the driver themselves is not able to actually get that renewal done because of these medical problems. But it really, the research is continuing right now, and in fact, there's a pilot program going on in Iowa in which there will be a quick cognitive screen of everybody renewing. And that cognitive screen would help identify who needs a further look. Nobody would be rejected from licensure on the basis of the screen, but it would identify what group needs to have further review in order to determine their ability to drive safely. That is what I'm hoping will be in the future in every state.
That's attorney Susan Cohen here on Maryland Morning WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. She's the mother of Nathan Krasnopoler, who died 4 years ago today after being struck on his bicycle by a driver in her 80s. Susan and her family founded Americans for Older Driver Safety. So what is the situation in Maryland about how often somebody needs to show up to renew?
Well, unfortunately, Maryland is one of the worst in the nation. Maryland used to have a 5-year renewal cycle, and every other renewal was in person. So they extended that to 8 years, and actually it's being phased in right now. So in, I guess, a year or more, it will be everybody getting renewed at 8 years. But every other time is in person. So there could be 16 years between trips to the Motor Vehicle Administration for a renewal license. And unfortunately, that's pretty much the bottom of the heap in the U.S.
I want to talk just briefly about the older drivers in their families. I mean, presumably most older drivers think that they are competent when they get behind the wheel. We don't want things to get to the point where there's tragic evidence that they're not competent. What can families do?
Well, families need to encourage the older driver to drive with them. So the younger family member is the passenger and the older driver is the driver, and they need to observe what's going on. And if there are questionable behaviors behind the wheel and bad moves or missed signs or signals, then they need to be checked out. Most doctors, primary care doctors, are able to do cognitive screens or refer for a brief cognitive screen. You can also determine with the eye doctor whether or not peripheral vision is missing and what is the field of vision. There's a lot of things that can be determined medically, and of course drivers and their families need to talk to doctors. The most wonderful resource we have in Maryland is several programs where the branch of occupational therapy that specializes in driver rehabilitation and driver evaluation is very, there's a lot of them in Maryland, whereas some states have none. We have maybe 5 or 6 different programs going on in Maryland, and those are occupational therapists that are involved. Like, for example, Sinai Hospital has one. So does St. Agnes. But anyway, those programs are excellent for determining whether or not a driver is truly capable of driving safely and getting the equipment or perhaps the coaching they need to become a safe driver.
Susan, thank you for walking us through this. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Susan Cohen, founder of Americans for Older Driver Safety. She's in Baltimore to mark the 4th anniversary of the death of her son, Nathan Krasnopoler, in an accident with an 83-year-old motorist. Susan is speaking this morning to a group of senior men at the Edward Meyerberg Center on Falstaff Road in Baltimore. If you'd like her to speak to your group, you can reach her through the AFOD's website. We have a link to that at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Maryland Morning is an original production
of your public radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Johnny McCone
and Connor Graham.
We have production help from
Christy Forrest
and Scott Seiss.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. On the web at ZEKESCoffee.com.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day in Maryland history, 1885, inventor Leo Daft started America's first commercially operated streetcar when he converted the Baltimore and Hamden line from horse-drawn cars to cars powered by electric current. We'll be chugging back here on Wednesday. Please come with us.